Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, along with other people who have a mind and a mouth. That group is limited, well, it includes but not limited to, how about that? Molly Page. I'm now feeling like I need, because Molly's new to the program, I need to introduce her first before Kenny and Richie and when Jen comes
ladies
back.
Ladies first, anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, uh-huh. So you go through the door to the broadcast room first, Molly.
Nice, thank you.
The city of Des Moines, Iowa, in the focus today because about 5 million hens at a farm just outside of Des Moines are going to be destroyed after it was found that they have the bird flu, a highly infectious and very deadly bird flu virus. The Department of Agriculture says that they will destroy all of, as a matter of fact, this county, Osceola County, has 10% of the state's egg-laying hens. There are 59 million hens in Iowa, and so 10% of them are going to get smoked today. Egg industry marketing experts say it's too early to predict the impact on prices. What's a dozen eggs cost now? What does it cost to buy a dozen eggs? $3, $4, $5, $6,
$7? I thought it was about $2.50.
We used to sell them in the store for $6 a dozen, organic eggs. What about chicken? How much do you buy chicken a pound for now? When you go to the grocery store, you go to a butcher.
I don't buy chicken.
No, I don't either.
But what
does it cost a pound?
I think I pay like $7 or $8 every time I buy chicken. I usually buy a pound and a half.
Okay, so here's what happens to this stuff. These are egg layers. The egg-laying hens, when they get older and they stop laying hens, or they stop laying eggs, they are taken to the usual place where hens are slaughtered. And they are not the difference between the two, laying hens and hens that are grown for their meat. First of all, the hens that are grown, if they are not free-range hens, they're grown in a warehouse, a big barn, 30,000 of them usually at a time, and they take about 6, 7, 8 weeks to grow from when they're chicks to when they are going to be slaughtered. And they'd stay in the same place. They're given all kinds of hormones if they're not organic or naturally fed. And that's the stuff that gets used by Chick-fil-A, gets used by McDonald's, fast food restaurants, wherever you buy. And you buy it in your store. Cheap cuts of chicken breast come from these sources. And then the Campbell's soup, Campbell's, whoever is making chicken noodle soup, the chicken that's used in that doesn't come from the same sources as the chicken that you buy filleted or breast or whatever it is in the butcher shop. The stuff that comes that's used in the chicken noodle soup are the old hens that have been laying eggs. So the birds that are in, these birds are all just going to be killed and burned. But when they are finished laying, they slaughter them and they use those pieces of meat. They cut them up, small little pieces of meat, and put them in the chicken soup. So that's the difference between, you wouldn't find hens' breasts used in prime locations for prime chicken because the breasts are all old and saggy.
Oh, you're knocking older chicken breasts.
Yes,
that's
what I'm doing. Older chicken breasts.
Wow, old and saggy. Only go for the young chick breast.
That's it, right.
That's
okay.
Too bad.
So you understand what the situation is. I'm trying to clarify so everybody knows what the story is with all of these hens in Iowa. That's that story. There are other It seems to me, well, the dog flu, we talked, was that Friday when that became a story?
Yeah,
about,
I think so.
1,000 dogs or so that have dog flu. And I called Warren, and I didn't get back from him, or I haven't gotten back to him, Warren Eckstein, to find out what really happens when the dogs get the flu. I don't remember. Did your dog ever get sick? Richie, your dogs ever get the colds or flus? Or Molly, did your dog? Charlotte was never sick that I knew. She had upset stomach when she'd eat the wrong stuff, but I don't think she was ever sick from anything else in her life.
McCartney, she didn't get sick, except, you know, she was a rescue, and she had severe malnutrition when I found her, so she had some tummy problems, digestive problems, but otherwise she never got sick.
Yeah,
I don't remember our dogs ever getting a cold or the flu or anything.
So this is something, and by the way, your dog, your cat, your pet is subject to the same foibles and frailties as are you. If you can build up your dog's, your pet's immune system, they are not going to get these things any more than humans will get them, as long as they got a strong immune system. People don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. Animals don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. I've learned that on the farm. We've had animals, calves that were born in the early spring, and if they get their colostrum and they get a spray thing up their nose and a couple of other things that increases their body's awareness of how their immune system functions, they never get sick. If we don't get to them fast enough, you can count on them getting pneumonia. You can count on it. And sometimes that ruins them for life. If they don't come out of it fast enough, their lungs get scarred and they're of no use. And that's all about the immune system and how it works. So in terms of the bird flu, we had this around H1N3 or whatever it was a couple of years ago, and everybody, the news media, tried to scare the hell out of everybody with it. Nobody got it. Really? I don't think there is any real problem with it at all. Just as there really isn't every year, Ken Cronus and I argue about this, get a flu shot. Why? The flu vaccine this year was no good. It didn't address any of the flus that were around. So why are you going to get it? And basically...
Oh, but you don't know that until at the end of the flu season.
Right. So that's... But the point is... Most of the people that come down with this stuff, young children that don't have a strong immune system, babies, that sort of thing. And then remember when Megan's baby was born, there was concern about the whooping cough, Southern California, flus, that kind of stuff. It turned out not to be a problem, but it was something that they were told by their pediatrician to be aware of. The same thing is true with pretty much anything else, even cancers and things. Not heart disease. You can't do much about heart disease with the immune system, but cancer you certainly can. And most other maladies that will bother you, if you have a strong immune system, it works. So the bird flu and all these other things, this is just another way of the news media scaring the hell out of you. Now, why did I tell you this story? Well, because I was interested in telling you about what the difference was between the chickens and the hens that are laying. And by the way, that's really, if they're called chickens, they're for meat. If they're called hens, they're for eggs. All right, does that help clarify?
I want a hen.
You Which one crosses the road?
Yeah. Chicken.
The chicken crosses the road.
Right, because it's dead meat and it gets run over.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Roadkill. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Things we can't do anything about. The Blue Bell Creamery issue. Don't buy their ice cream. If you have it, bring it back. That's it. It's lousy ice cream anyway, so you're not missing much.
Hey, but props to the CEO. I heard him all
They've done a great job.
Saying, we don't want anybody to get sick. We're bringing everything back.
Yep.
We want to do this the right way. He got right up out front. You don't see a lot of companies take that hit so willingly, so props to him.
All right, so now the situation in Baltimore with the death of this fellow whose neck was basically ripped off of his head was ripped off of his neck. And nobody seems to know from nothing. Six officers are suspended. We don't know whether that's with pay or without pay, but the city of Baltimore looks bad, as do all these other cities look bad when there are these kind of incidents. And I don't know that there's much more to say about it, other than it's very troubling that these sorts of things keep happening. Why is there? We're not there, so we don't really know what the police were confronting with this guy, but the first... At first blush, one wonders why they went after him. He just ran away, and they ran after him and tackled him, but he wasn't a participant in anything going on that they were there for.
Everybody seems to think that whatever happened to him happened after he was put into the paddy wagon. If you look at him being dragged from the sidewalk into the paddy wagon, I mean, his legs aren't moving at all. He's screaming in pain. I'm thinking something happened before they pulled him into the paddy wagon, and we have no information from anybody who witnessed this, like the person who taped it with the cell phone. We don't know what the guy did. We don't know why he was tackled. We don't know.
True, but he was standing up. He was standing up before he got into the van, and he was talking.
Yeah, when they took him out of the van, he couldn't talk and he couldn't breathe.
Everything I saw from him in the video was he was laying on the ground, and then they picked him up and drug him into the van. So I don't... Did you see him standing up?
Yeah, he had one officer on each arm. They lifted him up. One leg was kind of dragging, and it looked like he couldn't completely walk by himself.
He wasn't
then they
standing.
Stood him up. No, he stood up before they put him in the van. He was talking, and he stood up for a minute before they put him in the van. And you can't do that with a severed spinal cord.
Right, yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, so whatever happened in there.
A Maryland family said they were forced to sit in a vomit-soaked seat during a return flight home after a vacay in Orlando. Scott Shirley boarded a United Airlines flight with his wife and son when the trio noticed an unusual smell after placing their carry-on bags underneath their seats. After realizing their bags were damp, the family recognized the odor as vomit. The wife reached down and rubbed the floor. The whole floor was wet. She put her nose down and said, oh, my God, this is throw up.
It's all part of the experience, Russ.
Yeah, nice job there on, you know, these people just don't get it. My God. You know, why wouldn't you rush to clean it up and keep your customers happy? Instead, they've been stewards and ignored it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Well, now it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not.
Going to pot, whether you like it or not.
Until the world's going.
Willie Nelson's new brand, Willie's Reserve, will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. They have an album due in the next month or so. They released the first single yesterday called It's All Going to Pot. Crank this up. You got to see the video, though. Yeah. This is the song.
I'm not, but buddy, let me tell you what. You ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going on. Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not.
So the announcement to roll out his own brand of marijuana, certainly everybody knows his association with pot over the years. He's 81 years old, and he decided this would be a good way for him to make some money. Why not? He's got a great brand, and everybody knows his story. So all this stuff is going to be grown and sold in these two states. In a statement, he said he's, quote, looking forward to working with the best growers in Colorado and Washington to make sure our product is the best. So who else is selling pot? Snoop Dogg has a vaporizing product, Richie. Melissa Etheridge has marijuana-infused wine. And Bethany Frankel, who's the self-help person, has a strain of skinny girl weed that she's going to use with her snacks. So there you go, boys and girls. There's Richie. It is kind of unbelievable, isn't it, huh? But do we laugh about it or do we cry about it? What do we do? How about it?
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah. Right. And So that's why we have it as our video of the day. Poll today at DougStephan.com. Has your opinion about legalized marijuana changed? A, yes, I'm now for it. B, yes, I'm now against it. C, no, I'm still against it. D, no, I'm still for it. E, I'm not sure. So you can take the poll as most of you usually do. It's kind of fun to be expressive at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, we asked a question about radio because there are some things that have been proposed for radio that are different in some countries. So we asked you where you listen to the radio the most, and 47% of you, which is no surprise, said in the car, 27% at home, 18% at work, 5% while exercising, 4% in some other place. So that's the poll at DougStephan.com. Other musical information. Having to do with one of the members of the musical, and I use that loosely, group AC/DC.
Hey.
They're fantastic.
Very loosely. Molly, what's the story?
AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd pleaded guilty in a New Zealand court to a charge of threatening to kill a man who used to work for him.
Great.
Not a good boss. Uh-oh. He also pleaded guilty to possessing methamphetamine and marijuana.
Richie, I could kill you.
Yeah, arrest him.
And that's what he said. I mean, he's saying that, hey, I made a phone call. That's all it was.
Right.
I was angry. He could get 7 years in prison.
What, for saying, Richie, I can kill you?
Rudd acknowledged in a court summary of facts that he'd offered large amounts of cash, vehicles, and a house to an associate after asking him to have the victim taken out. He'd also directly said to the victim that he was going to kill him, but his lawyer says it was just an angry phone call.
Well, if you hire somebody and give them money, or promise to give them money to do the deed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then they got a little
Maybe he and his lawyer should get together on their stories
before
they go into court. Yeah, he's 60 years old. He looks, I think Rich said 160.
He looks 160.
Well, he's been doing a lot of the wacky weed and other things.
He looks like Billy Crystal from The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Not good.
Wacky weed and other things will do that to your skin and your face for sure. 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
Many people who don't ask for money for their company or for a donation to a charity wait for some magical sign that says, now's the time. But expert Laura Fredericks believes to create that moment, you set it up.
Because hitting people out of the blue about something they're absolutely clueless about, they're going to need some education about it. Say if you want someone to invest in a new business you have, are they involved in it? Do they know you well enough? Do they know, trust, and love you? Because most people will give to people because of that trust and that bond.
Then check out if now is a good time with this question.
If and when you wanted to make a major investment with us, you kind of, what would that look like? If the person says, I have no idea because I don't even know what investments you have, you have to go back. They need a little more education. They need a little more trust in you. And then lastly, if you're asking for money, obviously you have to ask for the right amount. You can't ask someone for $1 million if most of them ever invested is $1,000.
Laura Frederick's book is The Ask. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7788 at checkout. Code 7788.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So here we are at 33 and change after the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken and Rich and Molly. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes. How many of you have had to buy new pots and pans? I have found myself a little short on a few pots and pans here lately, so I went to buy a new pan yesterday. And it has taken me 24 hours to get the government-required sticker off of the pan. And when I got it off, it still didn't. The residue from the glue that held it on is still there.
Did you soak it?
Yeah, I soaked for 24 hours. I've been scrubbing it off with this, that, and the other thing. And it just, what the warning is that this is some kind of government. I'm trying to remember the exact verbiage because I took it off. It all melted in the water and I threw it away. But it was basically put on there to warn you of how to use this pot. And I'm thinking to myself, who needs to have a government label, a sticker that says this is how to use this pot? And then when you take it off, the pot's not usable because it's still got residue. You can't get off even with the soap directly put on it.
We'll take some vinegar and get it off.
That's good.
I just looked on the internet for a restaurant supply company.
Yeah.
And I found one 5 minutes from my house. And I go there and I buy restaurant supply goods, pots, pans, spatulas, salt and peppers, everything. really cheap. Really cheap. And it's good stuff, and it doesn't have all the silly stickers on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Jack. I said he'd be here in a minute. Meanwhile, the story at DougStephan.com today from a small town in Missouri that elected a black mayor. Most of the police force and town officials have resigned. Parma, Missouri. What a bunch of clowns. Woman gets elected as mayor. They didn't like it with bad enough that she's a woman, but a black woman. Former city clerk.
What?
I mean, can you... This
look at all the job former. Openings. She is a job creator now.
I suppose that's the way to look at it. Right? See, now I was taking the negative approach of how foolish or dumb or... What,
well, let them go be fools, and there's an opening for good people to take those jobs
right.
now.
Yep. That's a very good way to thank you, Molly.
Thank
See,
you.
I knew there was a reason I had you here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Just a little patience, you know.
Car talk, Richie.
Yeah, what you got?
Things are going on. Radio, number one in cars. We just had that poll. 47% of our listeners say they listen to the program in their car, and that seems to be what the research shows. But smartphone apps are gaining in the car. People want to listen to radio programs like this. And they don't want to listen to it on the radio. And what I'm trying to figure out is that if you went, let's say, DougStephan.com or RadioAmerica.org or CRN Talk or TalkStream Live or GCN or wherever, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, all those places, you can find the app that brings you is a Doug Stephan app. So you can find the program in hundreds of places. So I'm told, but I don't understand how this could be true, that the sound would be better listening to it off of the app in the car than listening to it if it's on an AM radio station. Does that make sense? How would that be? How does that make sense?
It depends. It can, depending on what your reception is like. If you're not getting good reception,
so,
or you're farther out or something, yeah, you're going to get good sound off of the app.
So we're still listening to a radio station. Let's say you're listening to Doug Stephan's Good Day off the, one of the three or four stations in Alaska, and you're here in Massachusetts and you're listening to it, and the quality is better listening to that off the app than they could get by driving the car down the street in Newburyport, let's say, listening to the radio station there or wherever it is. So you could get the Newburyport radio station on the app and put it in. I just am trying to figure out what the circle is here. And, well, because there are a lot of people that own these stations that are trying to make the signal better for the listener, and the government's getting in the way, as usual, screwing up another item. And I think we talked about that a little bit yesterday, and that's why we had the poll at DougStephan.com. But anyway, I wanted you to know that no matter how you get it, radio is very important for people in their cars, and there are different people who are trying to figure out ways of listening to it on the radio but making the sound quality better, even though the government doesn't want to do anything to help us as business people. You want to tear your hair out, or you want to rip somebody's throat out. When you hear these things, that may be a little too violent.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to go there. Right?
All right. Cadillac, Richie.
Yeah.
Has announced at the auto show in Shanghai that it will add a plug-in hybrid drivetrain to the CT6 sedan coming later this year. Expects the system to move the car in the direction of what the feds want for fuel economy, double the car's fuel economy. A drivetrain plug-in, so a hybrid.
What they're plug-in. Saying is one of those hybrid motors that you plug in to charge.
Right.
Right.
Did it not sound? Is that not what I said?
It could have been construed as a plug-in, like a computer download.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, the plug-in hybrid. Well, the drivetrain is the engine and the transmission. The drivetrain, there are these hybrids that they run on gas and then they run on electric. There are a lot of cars that do that now, right?
Yeah.
So Cadillac, in the bigger field, that is the bigger cars, is probably the first one to do it, other than the Tesla.
Yeah, Cadillac will try and find a way to make it powerful as well.
Yeah, right, exactly. Have a good, strong engine. Do you know what the best car buying sites are now? This has become big. The auto dealers are now sort of joining hands with these buying sites instead of fighting them.
Auto Trader.
Yeah, well, there's carsdirect.com.
Yeah.
There's autotrader.com. We both used those. If you want to go to the individual car companies as a customer, you can get very good support and information from users. If you go to BMW.com, for example, or FordDirect.com, tells you where the inventory is of the cars that you're looking for, Mercedes.com, Volvo.com, Cadillac.com. I think that's very interesting. As to VW.com, you can find them.
When will be the day where we just go to the mall, look at the model,
right?
And they're able to show us all the different colors and options, and we order it, and yeah. it just shows up at our front door a week later.
There are people who are buying cars and financing them without ever having to go anyplace. You do have to go to the dealer to pick it up now, but you can go online to the various banks. I see LendingTree.com is doing this. There's a company called CarPoint.com, shows you all the cars and how to finance them. This is a whole new world. But they become very fast at it. When I got this other car, I went in and it didn't take me much time at all to go through the process of doing everything they need to do in order to have the car legally ready for you.
Dealerships will always be there, and you will always have a dealership that you can go to because you need to be able to have a place where you can service the car.
Right.
So the service center is where everybody brings their car, and so that will they'll just always have a dealership attached to it.
Right. All right, Dr. Jack is here in a matter of moments to talk about how walking will improve your health. How about we work on the things that can, as we've said before, this is one of our themes here, building up your immune system, building up your strength, your endurance, all of that sort of thing. So we'll talk about that in a matter of moments here. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Ken and Richie and Molly and Dr. Jack Stockwell is here first to talk about how walking and exercise can improve your health. Now, this sounds like a duh, but there are certain things about the body, certain places in the body that react differently. For example, if you're a man and you're walking and you're walking a lot, you will find that it helps your prostate. I don't know why that is, but that seems to be the result of some of the surveys. And so I'm thinking about the test that I had in your office with your wife, Mary, Jack.
Yes.
And how she profiles with this testing device, what's going on in my body, prostate, or there are a number of different things that we're focused on. And so I wonder whether in your office and elsewhere, Jack is a Nuka chiropractor practicing in Salt Lake City. He is the author of, he and his wife are providing people with a wonderful service, the Forbidden Doctor podcasts that you can get just by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's a lot of information there, very helpful, and the alternatives to the, you know, the regular stuff, including testing. When you test, like you did me, for all kinds of things, and you look at the line for the prostate cancer risk, and think, okay, well, I'm in pretty good shape there, and I wonder if it's because I get a lot of exercise. And if that's the case, exercise, we know, helps the heart, but does it help other things? I would not have thought that walking would have any benefit or have any impact on the prostate at all.
Well, when we think of a beating heart pumping blood through the body, you know, the pumping aspect kind of dissipates after that as far as our reality is concerned. But there's another thing that must be pumped throughout the system, and that's the lymph. And lymph is pumped by movement of muscles, contraction, relaxation. And walking, because we are genetically designed to walk, not sit on a couch and watch American Idol all week, because we're designed to walk, that is one of the absolute best exercises between that and swimming that you can possibly do that gives a consistent movement of lymph throughout the body. There are people who do nothing but upper body exercising. There are people who do nothing but, you know, rowing exercise
right.
or something, or the elliptical, when in fact we are designed to walk, and that pumps the lymph. It gives gentle massage to all the organs so that the lymph outside the organs, the lymph inside the organs is constantly moving, because that is not only a nutritional support to tissue, it helps to remove metabolites, it helps to remove trash, toxins, poisons, whatever else, back into the bloodstream so that the body can get rid of it through the liver and then in through the digestive system or through the kidney. So that you can't beat walking for overall exercise and its effect on the body.
It's not an invasive thing. It's no real problem. You just get out and walk. It helps your stability, your balance, the muscles certainly in your legs and your hips and all that sort of stuff. You move your arms around. It's good
right.
for you.
Yeah. Well, genetically, that's how we're wired. Mm-hmm. It's only been the last 100 years that we've moved to a more sedentary life than we've had 100 years ago with our great-grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They not only were walking, they were working the farm, working the animals.
Right. The Industrial Revolution changed all that, making our lives better, but is it really, are they better, or are we really worse off because we're not getting as much exercise and not working as hard?
Well, look at the rise of degenerative diseases. Look at all the other kinds of problems that are just exploding all around us.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading an article in the latest Scientific American magazine this morning, why young girls are hitting puberty much earlier than they were before. And they're starting to have breast development at 8, 9 years old rather than 11, 12, 13.
Wow.
And they directly relate it in Scientific American to current dietary profiles and
fat.
The lack of exercise.
Fat. Richie, what did you start to say?
It's funny. I just opened up my app on my iPhone, the health app. to see how my walking is. Because when you have your iPhone in your pocket or your hand or whatever, it measures your walking. And I looked at Saturday when I was busy with the kids' baseball game and the school carnival and then this and that.
Walk 12,000 steps or something.
8,000 steps on Saturday compared to like 2,000, 2,500 during a Monday through Friday type
thing. And then notice how much better you sleep that night and how much better you feel the next day.
I had
that kind of movement the day
like 4,000 Monday through Friday each day and then 8,000 on Saturday.
I'm going to get mine to do the same thing.
Me too.
I was so busy on the farm on Sunday. I slept the best night's sleep I've had for months. I had Sunday night. And it was mostly because I was out really hustling around.
Use that app because it kind of challenges you to get up and go out and go walk a little bit each day.
Sign up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast with Dr. Jack and his wife Mary at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
She hurt you, Jack?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
I'm sorry you're hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I didn't say I was hurt. You said I was hurt.
I asked you if you were hurt, and you said, yeah, I'm hurt.
That's because you made me say. You're trying to put words in my mouth.
Jack, you're a grown man. You have control over your own words.
You're right, I do. So here come two words for you. Shut up.
Three words. This was a great, not a good movie, a great movie in my estimation. Danny Elfman and Oingo Boingo from the movie Midnight Run in 1988. This is Try to Believe. You got to have some more sound there from this. This is so great.
Bondsman hired me to bring you back to L.A., and that's what I'm doing.
I got money enough.
I'm sure you do.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Stop by shutting up. I know you all have 2 minutes, and already I don't like you.
See, that's too bad. I really like you.
Grodin was so great. My God, what we miss in not having him in movies.
He Charles disappeared. Grodin.
Yeah, he sure did. Well, he went on MSNBC for a while.
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared. You're right. Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro in one of the great, great, great fun movies of this, you know, the modern movie era, I think.
I can't fly. I suffer from aviophobia.
What does that mean?
It means I can't fly. I also suffer from acrophobia and claustrophobia.
I'll tell you what, if you don't cooperate, you're going to suffer from fistophobia.
Dennis the cop who became Farina, Dennis Farina,
Farina.
Was so good in that as the bad guy. He was just terrific. I missed him. He was a great character actor, a very good character actor. He and Danny Aiello. I don't know if people, Chucker, do you know that story?
Chucker's not here, buddy.
Oh, he's not? Oh, all right. So I'll tell the story without Chucker telling me that I'm right or wrong.
But I'm sure he knows it.
Danny Aiello and Dennis Farina, both from Chicago. Danny was a bus driver and then a bus supervisor with the Chicago Transit Authority. And Farina was a cop in Chicago. And somehow the two of them ended up as extras on some movie. I don't know what, you know, how long. This was 30 some odd years ago.
Let's go look.
They both ended up as extras, and they both became friends, and they came through the system together, and both had great careers, I think. I think they both really set up. But anyway, that's not the point here is that there are these movies. I think I've said there are 6 or 7 movies around that I could watch over and over and over again and always enjoy them, and this is certainly one of them. Another one of them, certain members of the Star Wars units I could watch over and over again. I don't know that I could say that for all of them, but we have some info on the plot for the upcoming Star Wars film, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
All right. In the absence of Chucker movie news here, I should probably give this job to Molly. She'd be good at this sort of thing. The Jedis, Richie.
Yes.
In the upcoming, Molly, you a Star Wars fan?
I do like Star Wars, the first one, maybe the second one.
Mm-hmm. But you're not a fan of the whole series?
No.
Really? Okay.
Doug, disturbing conversation with producer Kara here the other day.
Yeah.
Who was all of, what, 20-something?
Yes, never saw
out of college. She's like, yeah, you know, I've seen it, but, yeah.
Really?
She's like totally before her time. Right. I'm like, oh,
maybe
no.
She needs to be replaced by somebody with more experience. Anyway, the Jedis, this is the plot for the upcoming Star Wars film. Ready?
Yeah.
This is from J.J. Abrams, director. Jedis are all but extinct. The Old Republic is in turmoil. And the threat of the Death Star, a new Death Star, is looming. The new Death Star is called Rogue One.
No, Rogue One is the pilot.
This it is?
Yeah, this is the not the next movie. This is the spinoff movie.
From
that's a year and a half away. This one takes place
after the one that comes out this year,
right?
Oh, I didn't make that clear.
And it takes place before the first Star Wars movie with Mark Hamill.
Huh. So this
Did
is
we
a
discuss this in somebody's mother's basement.
This is a prequel to the prequel, then, in essence. Right? So the one that comes out this December, we already knew what that was about anyway. So this is the one that comes after it. They're already hyping the one that comes after it.
Exactly.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.